You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Accessible Media Symposium at the very own RNIB's Grimaldi building. And standing in front of me, he's taken a break from talking about his travels on the lunch break every Wednesday. It's our very own travel expert, Jonathan Abro. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Hubert. Good to be with you here today.
So we had a very interesting roundtable, which you were a part of, which talked about audio description in so many different ways, and there was so many interesting points mentioned. One of the main issues, for example, was timing of availability of audio description on some shows and some services, something you had quite a lot to say about.
Nowadays, it's commonplace for broadcasters to drop a whole set or a whole series of programs when the first episode airs live. And that's fantastic, except not all of them have got audio description. And case in point was recently when I was watching a series of Annika, and that's on the BBC. I was on series 2, episode 5, and there was no audio description. I did write to the BBC and got a good reply, but it still took a couple of weeks before I got the audio described versions of, first of all, episode 5, and then another week or two later for episode 6, which is incredibly frustrating because you've got to keep, if you're binging, you've got to remember what you've been binging with a break in between.
Yeah, and I think we all want to be able to do that. Great show, by the way. I've watched it myself. Another topic was the amount of detail given in audio description. Some people say it doesn't give enough detail. Some people say it simply just gives too much detail that isn't all relevant. What's kind of your take on that?
You know, Hubert, if you got 6 or 7 of us users of audio description in a room, you'd probably get 8 or 9 different answers about what level of detail we will want. So I think it's a real art for the audio describers to come up with a script that will kind of satisfy most of us most of the time. And to my mind, most of them do a really good job of it. And so I guess sometimes people want more detail because they know more about a topic, or they want less detail because they don't know anything about it or don't want to hear about it. We can't do it all for all of us, but I think having it audio described and having the beauty of the art of audio description in the way that we do, I think we should feel, you know, quite privileged about how much we're getting. Of course, we all want more, and until it's 100%, we shouldn't be completely satisfied, but I think they're doing a really good job of it.
I think you mentioned, you know, the beauty of some of these descriptions, and a lot of the audio describers do an excellent job, not only at just describing, but also adding their own spin on things. You know, what's your view on crediting the describers more in the credits of shows?
Oh, this is something that you've picked up on me. I say it at every opportunity. They are an integral part to the program for us. And why they don't get credit, I just don't understand. I've asked that over and over. I've asked at all of these forums that I attend, either at the beginning or at the end, please tell us who's doing the audio description. We want to thank them or send them a message of telling them how great a job they're doing. Or even if we want to give them a bit of feedback on something that could be done slightly differently, let us do that as well. But give them credit. They're doing such a great job.
One of the topics that's talked about and has been talked about for a few years, though, is using AI for audio descriptions, which, as you can imagine, divides opinion, certainly, unsurprisingly as well, because you've got that human element from human audio description, and then you've got the kind of argument of, you know, if you use AI audio description, could it be that more content is available? You've mentioned something else, which is a big part of anything generated by AI, and that is accuracy.
It was so interesting listening to some of the broadcasters talking about it, because one in particular said that if it's a human doing the audio description, they listen to about 15 minutes of a film and they decide whether they've done a good job or not. Later on, if somebody picks up an error, they'll correct it. However, at this point in time, if AI were to be doing that same film, they'd have to watch and listen to the entire film to make sure that AI is not making mistakes. So is AI the right thing? At the moment, I don't think so. Could it help? I'm not sure. It depends on whether they use it in script writing to assist the script writers. But AI is on the march. There is no way of stopping it. So let's hope that one day in the future, when they do start using AI, they do it in such a way that it's done so that it improves things for us, but still keeps the availability of the human part of it, because without the humans, we're not going to get the intonations and the the amusement and just the views of the audio describer coming out in their words.
Of course, this year and last year, what has started popping up is live audio description, and it's been used for many events, as we mentioned, the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II, the coronation of King Charles, and it's Strictly Come Dancing, but live sport is one of the big topics. And how did you find watching live sport with the more audio descriptive commentary?
It really depends on how it's being done. I find that where the broadcaster is using the audio described channel with a completely separate describer doing the commentary, that's way better. Whereas sometimes you've got an audio describer who's over the same channel as the normal commentator. So there is a bit of crashing that goes on, or even duplication that goes on. So it really depends. There's also times where instead of listening to the live commentary, I'll listen to the radio commentary, or even in terms of using an app, because, for instance, Wimbledon has got courtside commentary, which is ball by ball, and absolutely brilliant. The UEFA football had its own app, and again, fantastic commentary. So it's all happening, it's starting, it's getting better, they're getting more aware of what it is we want and what works well for us. So hopefully something that's in its infancy in this country will soon be growing up.
And to end on, I really liked this part of the roundtable where people were kind of naming their kind of, as I called it, their AD highlight, their audio description highlight, what they've watched with audio description, where audio description made such a difference. Do you have one?
I'm actually going to have to give you two. One is a film where the Crawdads sing. Absolutely magnificent. Allowed me to paint the most beautiful pictures in my head of the scenery. And the other is a series called The Narrow Road to the Far North, I think it's called, on BBC, about Japan during the Second World War. And it was such a brilliant program. Having traveled through Japan for 6 weeks and having learned so much about Japan, then being able to listen to this series with audio description, it blew me away.
Fantastic. Jonathan Abreu, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
A pleasure as always, Hubert. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.